Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County has been awarded a $2.8 million federal grant from the U.S. Department of Commerce's Economic Development Association for a program created to help coal communities. The grant will be matched by $593,423 in local funding for construction of the Pronghorn Industrial Park east of Campbell. The News Record reports the funding will help the county clear the way to getting the project underway, which will take a few years. For a short time next year, the 4th District and its judge will hold court in a makeshift courtroom created in a conference room to allow the construction for the new 4th District courtroom to be completed on time. Long lead times on construction materials are necessitating the makeshift arrangements, with the goal of having the project done by the end of 2023 to allow the legislature to allocate money for the hiring of a new judge. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. After City Administrator Hyun Kim last week said the city was considering changing the location of the public pool, lots of residents made their feelings about the idea known ahead of the listening session scheduled for October 11th. Overwhelming consensus is that the pool has been in the same location since 1935 and should stay there. Administrator Kim also reports that the city has received word that it's been given a grant of $936,000 from the Wyoming Land and Conservation Fund. The design for the pool should be finished this winter, and then a call for bids will go out in the spring. The Gillette Community College District Board of Trustees will be accepting applications to fill the unexpired term left vacant by the death of trustee Frank Stevens. Applicants must provide required documentation by Monday the 26th to the Office of the President. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.